I'll call the Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill 366 to order. This is April 24th, 2017. Linda, would you please read the roll? Yes.
Chairman Brown?
Here.
Senator Osmundson?
Excused.
Senator Konauer?
Present.
Representative Glimm?
Here.
Representative Brodell?
Here.
Representative Court?
Here.
Thank you.
All right, we have in front of us Senate Bill 366. Senator Konauer and I were asking staff previous to this, there is no amendment on this bill, and it was passed back to us in its original form. So is there discussion?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move Amendment SB 036606, .AJJ.
And who's going to explain it?
I can.
All right. Go for it.
Madam Chair. So, of course, we've got the title in Amendment Number 1. And Amendment Number 2 is essentially a Board of Investments loan and repayment schedule basically set up for the Department of Justice to be able to, if you go to sub 3 on page 2, the Department of Justice is authorized to enter into contracts, loan agreements, and other forms of indebtedness up to the $4.6 million payable over the term, not to exceed 10 years, for financing the cost of basically implementing Real ID. Then we move to Amendment Number 3, which basically gives us the appropriation language that is necessary to implement that, with the $75,000 for them to get the information out to the public, the $800,000 that's necessary to do the information technology licenses required, equipment that will be required. And then in sub 3, you have the $1.852 million, which will allow for the hiring of the staff. And down on below section 5, you've also got the language that it is our intention of the legislature that those positions and the FTEs that are within that are needed by justice to implement this would be full modified positions. And down on Amendment 4, if at any point during our implementation the federal government does away with it, that's the one that actually says that if we get the extension, then we're going to push our date out. And then we still have the language that's in there that says that if at any point during implementation, the federal government says we don't have to do it, we don't have to do it. And then on the back page on Amendment Number 5, we have the change from July of 2019 backing it up to January of 2019. So the legislature will have better information going into the next session if there's any reason we need to adjust things as far as this implementation is going, fees, monetary stuff that we need to address, that we'll be able to do it at that point. Madam Chair.
Is there discussion on the amendment? I do have a question. Now, if we're going to push out the date, Senator Konauer, if they say that we're okay and we push out the date, does that then trigger the department into not hiring people?
Madam Chair, all it does is push out the time frame for them needing to hire the people. If they say we don't have to do this, everything, the whole act is void.
And another question I have on the Board of Investments. When we borrow money from the Board of Investments for this type of program, is there an obligation from the department to be charged interest?
Madam Chair, I do not know, but yes, I'm getting a nod from
If I could have, Sarah, would you come to the mic, please? Introduce yourself and explain the interest.
Madam Chair, Sarah Garcia, Motor Vehicle Division Administrator. I'm basing it on the current loan that we have with Merlin. There is interest that's charged, and it accrues
adjusted every year.
Right. And we've been able to manage that very well with the Merlin loan. I think we've had that. It matures in January or July of next year, so we'll be completely paid off. But we've been able to pay it as we go with the interest, and it's not been a problem.
So it's adjusted yearly, and then So, okay, that was my question, that we are paying interest on that money.
Yes, ma'am. Madam Chair, we are.
And Madam Chair, I just wanted to...
Senator Kornauer?
Thank you. Is to just follow up and make sure everybody realizes that the fees would remain at the 25 and 50 so that we can make the loan payments, make sure, and that the department will only be drawing on the account as needed. So it won't be drawing down $1.852 million at any given time. It will be basically bringing the money in as needed to hire staff when that time frame comes. Just due to the fact that if we get that extension, it does push all of our time frames out a bit, which then allows for them to hire at a later date, 6 to 8 months later than what they normally would have. So just so that you also know that they won't be paying on that money at all the time. It'll be as needed.
Senator Kornauer, I have another question about that sunset on fees, that number one explanation. Why wouldn't we sunset these fees?
Madam Chair, because with the loan indebtedness that's allowed by Amendment Number 2, we have a 10-year payback, and if you sunset the fees, they won't be able to get the loan.
All right. Are there other questions or comments on the amendment? Representative Brodell?
Madam Chair, for Senator Kornauer. Madam Chair, Senator Kornauer, on these fees, because we are raising those back up, have you done any projections on that to say this may reduce the number of anticipated real ID because it gets closer to the amount of money that a passport costs?
Madam Chair and Representative Brodell, I think that you could pretty much go back to the original fiscal note that came with the bill. Those projections were still based on the $50 and $25, so I think we're still anticipating that the money will come in, and they're still significantly lower than what a passport is. Someone just told me that they got their passport and it was $141, and even if you are an early implementer, you're essentially going to be paying $60, and then I think, what is a renewal? So 10, and then even if you're an early implementer, that's the 50 added onto that, so the max is 60.
Thank you.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Let's come to the microphone. There don't talk to the committee members, please. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, Sarah Garcia. So a driver's license renewal is still $40.50. The ID card is $10.
So, Madam Chair, just a quick follow-up, then you would be doing, with a license renewal, $40 added to the 25, max is 65 on that. And then if you're an early implementer, then you have the 10 added to the 50.
My suggestion to all of you people listening is go buy your passports. Get on with it. Is there other discussion on the amendment? Representative Glim.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A question for Julie. Julie, can you, on the amendment, page 2, item number 4, where it says the contingent voidness, can you point me to that section 4.3 that's void?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Julie Johnson, Legislative Services Committee, Legislative Services Division. Yes, it would be the appropriation in section 4, subsection 3. So it would be the $1.852 million in fiscal year 2018, which begins July 1, 2017. So you would not need that appropriation if an extension were to be granted.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Madam Representative Chair. Court.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I just wanted to clarify what I thought I just heard. A renewal now is $40.50.
That's right.
And so under this, Madam Chair, and I was concerned at one time of people that if this goes into effect January 1st of 2019, people that have to renew in the latter half of that year and want this, then they have to pay $60.
You're right.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, you're right. Further discussion, Senator Kornauer.
And Madam Chair and committee members, there is no way to make this really easy on people. If you're anywhere close to that time frame, somebody's going to get hurt, and it doesn't matter where you place that time frame, because people who are, even if you were to adjust this and say, hey, you can get it for a cheaper amount if you just renewed, the people before that are still going to be hurt by it. So, it, you know, with the 8-year licenses, I think it's going to all kind of come out in the wash, so.
Okay, I'm going to call the question on Amendment 3.6606.AJJ. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Senator Osmundson votes aye by proxy. Is there discussion on the bill as amended? I'll call a question. This is a do pass on Senate Bill 366 as amended.
Madam Chair, before we go,
go ahead.
Don't we have to stop here and then it's adopted on the floor?
Go ahead, Julie.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, that's correct. Now that you have accepted the amendment, that is all you need to do.
Oh, we don't have to even vote on it after that?
Correct.
Cool, we're done. Thank you, Representative Brodell. This is only my second free conference committee. Thank you very much for attending, and it will be on the afternoon board in the Senate. In the Senate. On the afternoon board.